It's Paul Ann Decker. I was recently turned on to an amazing program happening that I didn't even know about called Jobs for Michigan's Graduates Program. Jocelyn Braddock is the specialist, and a student participant, Isabel Hemiger. Both of them are from Hartford High School and ready to fill us in on the program.
JMG is a statewide educational and work-based preparatory program that currently serves 3,000 students across the state of Michigan. Since 2008, we have served over 16,000 youth statewide. Our mission in JMG is to equip young adults with the skills to overcome barriers and succeed in education, employment, and in life. At our heart, we are a dropout prevention program. However, we're so much more than that. There are many ways that we provide guidance to support Michigan's vulnerable youth population. There's an in-school phase and an out-of-school phase of the program. So during the in-school, it's a high school class. It's open to 9th through 12th graders. My students like to refer to it as Adulting 101. Basically, it teaches students real-world employability skills and life skills. There are several components to this, including career exploration, financial literacy, work-ready competency, soft skills. With career exploration, with great about JMG is that we don't limit ourselves to the classroom. We do talent tours, we go on field trips where we visit different workplaces and provide our students with hands-on experience in the many fields that are available. We do college visits, both community college and university. We bring in guest speakers to talk about the different careers that are out there. Students leave the class with a plan for the future and a road to get there. In addition to that, they've got all these other great workplace competencies that students learn. How to write a killer resume that's going to get you hired. How to write a cover letter. What is an interview and how to positively represent yourself with professionalism. We have interview practice. We have different events that we hold. Students will do a mock interview day as well as other things along that nature. There's a financial literacy piece. Students learn banking and budgeting and insurance and taxes and what student loans are. We participate in statewide competitions that give students the opportunity to work with students from around the state because the program exists both in the Upper Peninsula and the Lower Peninsula. There's community service piece with that. So we have a career association where students work within the community to do different fundraising events, to do different food drives. There's just so much. So that's the in-school part. And then the out-of-school, after students graduate, they come into the follow-up phase of the program where I then reach out to the students monthly to make sure that they're doing okay in the real world and to provide them with support. We work directly with Michigan Works to provide students with job leads and internship opportunities.
Oh, Isabel Hemiger, you are a student in this program from Hartford High School. How did you hear about JMG?
I heard about the program when it became a brand new program at my school. Mm-hmm. She had told me that it was something I'd probably be interested in, and I just decided to give it a chance. Now I've been in the class for 3 years.
What would you like to be? What would you like to do eventually?
My hope is that I'm going to be a physical therapist.
Well, obviously, we've had this COVID-19 cloud hanging over us here for the last couple of months. How has that affected the program, ladies?
So I'm a direct support professional. I work for Beacon Specialized Living, which is an adult foster care system. It's definitely impacted the way that we do everything, especially for me having to have a letter with my schedule written down when I'm traveling through Michigan. That way, in case I were to get pulled over, I have to have my badge on me at all times. I just always have to have proof that I'm going to work. All the regulations that we are following now from the health department in our actual homes are a lot different, and it's having a really big impact on not only the staff, but definitely the residents and their day-to-day lives. So it's making everything hard, but this is definitely a time where we could all come together and just support each other until this is over.
When you consider we're a program that our foundation is about overcoming barriers, COVID-19 has really just changed the way that we have been providing services to youth. So obviously, with us being an in-school program, we are in quarantine, so I'm not able to see my high school students, but it's really just changed the way that we've been able to reach out, and it's moved it more to a digital platform. I've been reaching out students via social media, Zoom, providing guidance and support. It's impacted our students and families. Many students and their families are laid off right now. There's hunger in our community, and Hartford High School has done a really great job of putting together sack lunches and providing food to our families in need. The main thing that I've been doing is providing my students with resources. So for those families that have hunger, you know, this is the resource for a mobile food pantry that you can access to. Here are job leads through Michigan Works. So if you need to find a job, you've got that. Isabel, if you want to talk about being a senior in the COVID-19 quarantine, it's been tough, right?
Yeah, being a senior is definitely one of the hardest things going on right now. I'm missing out on all of my senior last, so our last sports season, our last everything, really. It's really impacted me a lot. I didn't know how much I'd miss it until I actually miss it now. But with JMG, I definitely think that the support that they have been giving hasn't changed at all. It's just moved to our Facebook group and them reaching out and trying to get us to all come together as a class and support each other.
Ladies, if somebody wants to get more information about JMG, Jobs for Michigan Graduate, where do they go?
Sure. So recently we actually just launched a hashtag Project MI Youth campaign with a goal of raising $100,000 in 90 days. So if anybody is interested in providing support, please go to our website, jobsformigrads.org. jobsformigrads.org. Click the donate box at the upper right corner of the page.
Jocelyn Braddock, Isabel Hemiger from the Jobs for Michigan Graduates Program. Ladies, thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.